Returning now to our top story, the government is expected to announce today whether there's any need to change alert levels in Auckland after the emergence of a new COVID-19 case. It was revealed yesterday that a woman in her 20s who lives in the CBD has tested positive, but it is not clear how she might have caught the virus. The Minister of COVID-19 Response, Chris Hipkins, told Morning Report a short while ago that early results from the genomic testing show the latest case might be linked to the Defence Force cluster.
I've had some preliminary information from ESR around the genome sequencing. That's looking pretty encouraging. We won't get the final result of that until later on this morning, but it is looking more likely that we'll be able to identify a link with the defence group that we're also dealing with.
Tens of thousands of Aucklanders who work in the central city are staying home as health authorities scramble to assess whether there's an outbreak. Viv Beck is Chief Executive of Business Association Heart of the City and joins us now. Morena.
Morena.
Are Aucklanders doing what you want them to do this morning?
Well, it's certainly very quiet, and so people have heard the news to work from home if they can, which obviously has quite a big impact on our businesses that can't so easily close up and work from home.
Yes, I imagine for retailers it's a difficult day. What is the advice there?
Well, businesses will make their own individual decisions around when they hear things like this. I think the challenge for them is with the international spending down right now, the workers, it's a large number of workers in the city every day that has a big impact on them. So we're just really hoping this can be contained very quickly, that it's positive news to think it's likely to be linked to the Defence Force case. But we're waiting to hear that because that will obviously have a big impact how quickly this can be contained.
The process of how this was announced and the timing, it's difficult because this happened quickly yesterday afternoon. Were you happy with that?
Well, it's really challenging, actually, because we heard one message that sounded like it was a little bit like the one last week, and then next thing the message was about staying at home. So, you know, what we're hoping can start to happen is better ring fencing, because it's a large area of the city centre. So to get a message saying everybody stay home if they can, you know, when you're talking over 100,000 workers, that's a lot of people and a lot of impact, you know, even just with a day's trading impacted. So, you know, I think if we can see improvements in how these messages are able to be given and how these things can be localised a bit more, that will certainly be an improvement.
How would you localise it in this instance?
Well, I think when you think about all of the discussion was around certain streets. Now clearly, nobody wants to see this virus take hold. So people understand that. They understand that a precautionary approach is being taken, and they understand things like masks and you know, following all the rules. I think when you think about something like the city centre, it is a relatively large area. So if you're a business sitting in Wynyard Quarter, the question is, do you need to close the whole place down? Well, it's actually not closed down because businesses are still opening if they choose to. So restaurants, I know, were still open last night. And some will still be open today.
Right, so it's a quasi-level 3 in some ways, but it's discretionary.
Well, it is discretionary, and that actually makes it quite difficult for the businesses. So, you know, they'll make their own choices about opening and closing. They don't know how many of their customers will be around. So I think everybody understands that this is a health response and they understand why these decisions are made. I think it's just if we can see ongoing improvement in how areas can be more localised, that would certainly help because the impact on a day's trading is significant in an area like this.
Would it make it easier for businesses if masks were made mandatory at the very least on public transport but encouraged, you know, greater use so that you were able to perhaps slow down the move up to levels?
Well, I certainly think anything that can stop the move up the levels is significant. What we've got with this situation, though, is it's not an alert level change in the sense that you've got to start all the, you know, the gathering numbers and things. But for our businesses to lose potentially, you know, tens of thousands of workers, that's still a major impact. So I think anything we can do to avert this becoming more serious is important. So things like masks on public transport do seem sensible.
Are Auckland CBD businesses going to need some assistance? There's been so much disruption from so many things, but this obviously just compounds it.
We certainly believe so, and we've maintained that throughout because it is a disproportionate impact. You know, not only are the sectors affected, but we've also got workers, we haven't got the international tourists, and we've got large-scale construction. So some of the businesses are really in the eye of this, and it's been over an extended period. And also because the size of the spending is so big, the impact on a disproportionate number of businesses is massive. You know, we know that, for example, over the last week, the daily spending is on average about $3 million. And so if you lose a day, it's a tangible amount on a relatively small number of businesses.
Well, that's an interesting question, isn't it? Because in terms of wage subsidy and any further wage subsidy, you would need to be in the alert level 3, would you, to be eligible for that? So in some ways, you're in a bit of a no man's land at the moment today.
That's exactly right. So absolutely. So on the one hand, it's not an alert level, but it's still a massive impact. I mean, even losing power for 3 or 4 hours over a busy lunchtime is significant for our businesses. So to be in a position like today, where it's not an alert level, so potentially, you can open your restaurants and trade, but if you haven't got 100,000 workers and you're reliant on those businesses, that's a huge impact on you.
Just finally, the issue around workers and people going to work sick has come up. It's a disputed issue in terms of this particular case, but the message for retail workers in particular who have an interaction with members of the public, your message to employers?
Well, I think it is really important that people do stay home if they're unwell. We do understand there are a lot of pressures on businesses right now, but I think in everybody's interests, if people are unwell, they really should be staying at home.
Viv Beck, thank you very much for your time. Chief Executive of Business Association Heart of the City.